You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, let's have a good time playing Rattle Off with Jackie. Hey, Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Jackie, going once.
Jackie. You can't hear me?
There you are.
Cool. Oh. Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Did you have us muted or something?
No, I don't know what happened.
That's all right.
I'm not on my speakerphone, nothing. I've heard it all.
Nothing.
Good all for right. you.
Well, we can
she
hear
knows
you
the drill. What are you doing this
I
weekend?
Do.
You got something fun planned?
No, I almost didn't call because I had nothing to make you jealous.
Well, there's got to be something. Are you got Maybe. A special meal or?
Mm. Everything revolves around my grandkids, and they're not doing anything, so I'm not doing anything.
Oh, yeah. You need to get a life then.
Yeah, let's.
Yes,
why don't we plan something? Huh. Let's just workshop this, the three of us here, because you know it's bad enough that parents' life, you know, 100% revolves around their kids. When you're revolving 100% of your life around your grandkids, we need to plan something for you right now. So here we go. We're going to workshop this. What do you like to do, Jackie?
Any kind of sports, racing, stuff like that.
Racing, like cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. It's going to be nice weather today and tomorrow. Are there any car races going on in the within 100 miles of Denver this weekend?
No.
Okay.
No, so that's
scratch that. Do you have a special someone in your life or?
I do.
Husband? Right. Boyfriend? Wife?
No, just boyfriend. We've been together for like 10 years, but we don't live together.
He needs to plan something.
Perfect situation.
Well, it's Denver Restaurant Week. You guys could get out and try a new restaurant together.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere romantic.
Yeah.
Someplace you've never been before. Don't go to the same old places you always go. Find a new place and go this weekend.
Somewhere romantic.
That's a good idea. Yep.
And then you get a couple drinks somewhere at a bar afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then go home and make sweet, sweet love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old. Come on.
So? You still got the parts, don't you?
I think so. It's been a while.
Let's get him back in action.
So now when you say a while, how long are we talking?
Oh, my gosh.
Roughly.
Well, it would have been when we went on the cruise, so it was December of last year, or December of 2 years, whatever. Not
so it's been almost,
ago,
almost a year and a half?
Yep.
Since you've done the deed?
Yeah.
Why is that?
How do you feel about that?
Oh, fine.
Fine. You don't even want it.
I don't want you to want it.
I don't want you to want it.
I don't think that's true. I think Jackie does. She just doesn't know how to broach the subject with his boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
You need a new boyfriend.
Hmm. I think so.
Why don't you do that this weekend?
Yeah, there you go.
We'll reignite the romance. I got time this weekend, finally.
All right. You sound tired. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I do work all night. I just got done.
Well, yeah, that
well,
could
that
be part of
that kind
of
puts a crimp in thing, I guess. But,
but you can totally have sex, like, when the sun's up.
Yep. You got to close the blinds.
Nah, let the neighbors watch.
Are you all one of those right. people this who can't fool around when it's light, Jackie? Is that what you're saying?
No,
it's got to be dark?
I'm not.
Can't do it.
It's gotta be dark.
Lights
off. Why do you
off.
Think that is?
You don't want to see what you got in front of you.
Yeah. Yep. You don't want to see
remember,
that.
Remember, we're old.
You don't want to see that mess.
Yeah.
Everything's faced in all different directions now.
You do love this guy, though, right?
Yes.
Well, then you should love his weird genitals, too.
Little pause there.
Well, you know.
Would you say you're in love with him or you just love him?
I just love him.
You just love him. All right.
Okay. So this is companionship we're talking about here.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been together a long time. Over 10 years. Okay.
And is it because you've invested 10 years that because of that you don't want to try something new because you feel like it'll be like wasted time or something?
He's just a really good person. And like, I like doing things with him and stuff. But yeah, I would never like get married or live together. I got to have control of the remote. All right. That's it.
All right.
Okay. So you guys been together 10 years, but you don't live together.
No.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
No.
Sounds pretty good.
Well, then it sounds to me like you could start dating somebody who, you know, really blows your skirt up, and I mean that metaphorically, and you could still keep this guy as a really
good
friend.
Or not. Just, yeah, get a booty call.
No, I couldn't do that to him. I do love him.
All right.
Okay.
Never mind.
Like I said, we're just kind of spitballing here, Jackie. We're just talking about you.
Well, I hope you guys cuddle up this weekend and watch a movie or something. Netflix.
I think Jeremy's idea of going to find a new restaurant is solid. I think that's what you should do.
Put some, get all dressed up, get kind of fancy, and go out.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life.
We need that.
Sounds like we need it.
Look at that. I said we would workshop it.
It sounds beautiful.
And it sounds great, and Jackie's not going to do it.
You're going to have a great meal, and you're not even going to have to take a peek at his ugly penis. So.
Oh, my gosh. You guys.
I'm always cracking up every morning. I feel like this, like we really solved something, but I also feel like you're not going to do it.
You better do it and send us pictures.
You know.
Send us pictures
I'll
or call
you know.
Us.
Not right. of the penis, of the food.
Not of the peepee ding ding. No peepee ding ding.
The food.
You're not fun. Fine.
If you don't want to see it, I don't want to see it.
You're the one who hasn't had sex for a year and a half. Who are you saying isn't fun?
I got to look at my own, and it's weird enough.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
At least I've had some action within the last year and a half, Jackie.
Yeah, I need it.
All right.
Let me ask you something.
No, I'm never going to be able to play Rattle Off now. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you will. In fact, you'll probably kill it. In fact, I've just come up with a beautiful category just for you.
Five things that are tube-shaped?
No, besides that.
Actually, oh, my God.
How old are you? You keep saying you're old. How old are you? And don't lie to me.
Oh, I won't. 56.
Oh, my God.
You are ancient.
You're
oh
in
my
your
God.
50s and you're talking about how you're too old for sex?
You're super old.
What is oh that God. Nonsense?
Well, I feel like it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, if you don't have the energy or the enthusiasm, then yeah, I could see where you could fall into that camp.
I'll bet we could open up the phones and we could find half a dozen people who'd be willing to cuddle with you this weekend.
Josh just raised his hand, our producer.
Josh is volunteering right now.
He's into that.
Hey, mm-hmm. Josh. No, he's so happy lately. I can hear it in his voice.
He's very happy lately. He's got a new lover.
Yeah.
That could be you.
We were hoping he would bring her out this past Friday for our happy hour, but she stood us up.
I know. So. I couldn't believe she didn't come.
So you see the energy and excitement in his voice? That could be you if you get somebody new.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. I can't do that. Like, I'm comfortable. Let's put it that way.
All right.
Yeah, but he could still be a friend.
True, but I don't think that would happen if the other thing happened.
But the thing is... But wait, now wait a minute. But he is not, like, making a move on you either.
No.
So why would he be upset if you want that?
I don't know.
So he's saying, I'm not going to partake, but you can't do anything about it. That doesn't sit well with me.
Hmm. And I think he's kind of, something happened on the cruise that kind of pissed me off. So
you've held a grudge for a year and a half.
What happened on the cruise?
What did he do?
I saw a side of him I didn't like. Like, just being like a jerk and stuff. We were at the playing poker or playing blackjack or something. And he just went off and cussing at everybody at the table and stuff. And, I mean, I'm not like that at all. I'm just mellow and don't care. And,
well, why'd you stay with him?
The whole,
yeah, so why are you guys still together then?
I don't know. We stopped asking all these hard questions and play Rattle Off.
No,
your life is juicy.
Let me ask you something. Just step outside your body for just a second. If you were another listener, not Jackie, but somebody else, and you were listening to this, would you rather hear the game Rattle Off, or would you rather hear the answers to the questions that we're asking you?
Answers, for sure.
Yes, thank you very much. That's why this is the number one show in Denver, Jackie.
I have the wrong answers, though. You guys have the right answers. I just don't want to do it.
Are you going through menopause right now?
Look, I get it. No, she's already sailed through menopause.
Terry wrote in and says, this has got to be menopause. Once she gets through it, you'll be hornier than ever.
Oh, no, she finished menopause a few years
ago. You're done
with
the menopause.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll forgive him. I don't know. We'll just get it on.
I don't know. If you haven't forgiven him in 15 months, I don't know if... Man, he must have been a real jerk.
Just don't take him on any more cruises, all right?
Yeah.
I know. It's like I can't spend that long with him, I guess. He doesn't like it.
So there's like a shelf life for your time together. Oh, okay. Do you think maybe it's because he got liquored up?
No, no, we don't drink.
Oh, he was straight. He was just being a jerk on
his
own.
No wonder you're not having sex. You guys never drink.
I heard the other day, though, that if you smoke pot, that it makes you horny.
We talked about that on the air. It helps with the female orgasm.
I think it was just yesterday.
Big O. It was yesterday,
yeah. We were talking about that, yeah.
So get yourself some pot weed.
Never done that. Well, high school, I guess, but not now.
Yeah. All right, well. All right. Listen, I have really, really enjoyed talking to you, and I'm going to give you some bonus points, Jackie, because you did not shy away. You answered all of the questions, no matter how uncomfortable they were. You still were a total champ.
Well, you guys are great. I know you're always just giving people a hard time. You don't mean nothing.
We don't mean nothing about nobody.
You don't mean nothing.
You know, it's just people just talk, you know? We're just talkers.
Yep. Yeah, but you opened my eyes today, so maybe I might need to give this a
trying to open
the show
something.
Is all about you.
Jackie.
All right, here's your special rattle off categories for Jackie alone. Are you ready?
Yes.
And remember, blurt these out fast. Don't sit there and form, complete paragraphs. Just blurt them out. 10 seconds. 5 things Jackie would rather do than have sex with a boyfriend. 5 things Jackie would rather do than have sex with her boyfriend. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Drive a race car, play with my grandkids, drive around the mountain, swim, go bowling, golf, read a book, anything.
For the love of God, anything.
Anything. And she is a
winner.
Yay. Yeah, that's the call of the day.
You're
going
to go to a concert on us, okay?
Yeah, you think you'll take your boyfriend or someone else?
I wish today was the Thunder from Down Under tickets, but they're not. I wonder if we could switch them. Think we could switch those?
Make a call to Liz.
I've never been to anything like that. I don't know.
To Thunder Down Under?
You know what we're going to
do?
I don't know if we've got another
pair.
We
may not be able to switch, but if we can, we'll check for you, Jackie, okay?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, no, I won't then.
Do you not want us to switch?
I've never been to, is it like guys stripping or what does it mean? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of buff shirtless dudes dancing
around.
It's
like Magic Mike.
Grinding on you.
Magic Mike, never
you
ever seen that
want to go.
I want to go, but I can't say that.
Well, we gave away our last pair yesterday for Boys Against the Girls, but I can check with our promotions person
to see
if we have another pair.
You know what I'd like to do, if we could? Let's check, because the people with the concert, they've been wonderful. Let's try to get her both prizes. Because she was so because you were so open and friendly and willing to talk about painful situation. We're going to check to see if, because you're definitely going to go to the concert, but we're going to check to see if we can get you Thunder Down Under also, okay?
Okay, that makes me very horny.
That make you very horny? Is that what you just said?
It would, yeah.
Well, that was the goal, so I have fingers crossed that we'll get those for you.
And can I also just say, call of the week belongs to Jackie.
Oh, thank you.
You're great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I was worried about calling because I didn't know what I was going to talk about.
Well, you talked about a lot.
How did we do over the last 13 minutes and 40 seconds? Pretty good?
Wow. Yeah, I just hope Dave doesn't listen to this.
Dave's sound asleep, or he's with his mistress or something.
Yeah, something like
that. His side piece.
Yeah. 10 out of 10, boys. Love you.
Love you back, Jackie. Hold on now. Hold on. Don't go away. Stand by. And Josh will come back and have a few words with us. I'd like to try to get her both.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll check with Liz.
That's so good.